And if you were setting the table for people to eat with, you'd give everyone a
spoon, fork, knife.
Uh-huh. And nowadays, if you serve steak and it wasn't very tender, you'd have...
Oh, they'd have to have a steak knife now. Okay. Back then, them old knives they had was all the good for either one.
Who's down there? I don't know yet.
Oh.
Okay. People trying to buy your land here?
Oh, I cut some lots up over there. I was going to sell them. And I bet I've had 9,000 people and about 4 buyers. They hardly know where you're at. They're looking for a place they can pay $100 down and... $10 a month. And they don't realize that it costs you about $700 or $800 to foreclose on it in case they don't make the payments. So
what are you selling the land for? Just for trailers?
Yeah, trailers.
Just
5-acre lots.
That's pretty good size.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's a problem. I mean, like it used to be. You got to get all this zoning and everything else now. Messed up. Sure different.
Yes. Are you planning to sell many acres?
I wish I could sell it all. I'd go somewhere else where they didn't have all this. Go to Georgia somewhere. Get away from that.
What don't you like down here? All the tourists?
Well, it's just, there ain't nothing wrong with the place or nothing. It's just the way they've got it to where you got to get a permit for everything you do and everything else. You don't own it no more. You just you pay for it, but you don't own it. Mm-hmm. You pay the price for it, and you got to get a permit for anything you do. And every time you put a well down or build a barn or build a fence, you got to go up there and give them $35, $50, $75, $100, or $300 for a permit to do it. And where I believe if you own a place and pay taxes on it all your life, I think it's yours. You ought to be able to do whatever you want to do on it. As long as it ain't interfering with nobody else. But you go out there, I can go over there to build a cow pen or a barn or anything over there, and I got to go buy a permit to build it.
Just to build something?
Yes,
like
sir.
Or have
anything. Anything,
really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sure have.
How much? That's getting bad.
The fence permit, I think, is $12.50, and the well permits, it's what was you wanting, Jerry? $35?
No, 10. For the permit.
10 for the permit, 10 for the electrician, and 10 for the something else.
You got to have that 10.
It figures about $35 for the test on the water. And you put a septic tank down, you got to get a septic tank permit, and then you got to get a percolation permit, and it's $35 for the percolation permit, and $35 for the septic tank permit. And it's just got where you just don't own it no more. All you do is pay taxes on it, and then they can come in and do anything they want to on it. We had some up here where they dug a ditch down the side of the road, and they couldn't get across there and had them put a culvert in, and they charged $1,100 for a culvert. Put a culvert across the ditch that they dug, where you can get in from your land out to the road.
$1,100.
And they got a law passed where you can't put it in yourself. You got to let them put it in.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's right. You're right. It's crazy.
How long
agree with you.
Have they had laws like that?
About 10 years. Been going on about 10 years. Just get more of them all the time. Every year they get more.
Maybe they just passing laws to try to run the farmers out?
Well, that's one thing. Well, the whole thing of it is that it's got to the point where everybody that's up there making these laws is lawyers. There's no more there's no more agriculture people up there. It's people out of town that's up there, and they know that if they get all these laws passed or where they got to do all this, that you got to go hire a lawyer to do anything you do. And they looking out for themselves. They looking out for where they gonna have a job right on.
Yeah.